Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sermon text for today, as Pastor Burgess mentioned, is from Matthew chapter 3, the baptism of Jesus. I won't reread it now. I'll certainly refer back to it in the sermon. I'll begin today by saying, in Christ Jesus, my dear Christian friends. If you have spent any time at all at Crown of Life Lutheran Church in recent days or years, you would know that baptism around here is a pretty big deal. It's a big deal. We get pretty excited when families bring little babies up here to the baptismal font, surrounded by their family and their friends and their guests. We make sure that we reserve pews of the first two, three rows, maybe on each side, to make sure that their guests get a really good view of everything that's going on up here at the font. It's even a big deal around here when we baptize adults. I have seen with my own eyes grown men crying tears of joy as the water hits them on their forehead and they realize all over again that God is washing their sins away. Today, in our second service here at our West St. Paul campus, we are having a baptism, a double baptism. A father and his son are being baptized today at the font. And the people who learned about that during the week were also practically brought to tears because of the joyfulness of the whole event. Baptism around here is a pretty big deal. And of course, we know why it's a big deal, right? Because God himself says baptism is a big deal in his word. Baptism is one of the sacraments, after all, right? It's one of those special things in the Bible where you find that God is the one who instituted it. There's a visible element, water, right, connected with God's word. And probably the best thing of all, God says, in baptism, I seal to you, I offer, give, and seal to you the forgiveness of your sins, a brand new life with Jesus, and eternal salvation in heaven itself. That makes baptism a really big deal. And of course, we know it's pretty special because God says baptism is for everybody. It's for everybody. Jesus himself commanded that we baptize the whole world, right? Men, women, and children. Baptize everybody, even and especially little babies. It's the way that God washes away sins. One of the ways that God washes away sins. We need baptism in a really big way. In fact, God even says, look, if you're someone who is going to reject baptism, your faith is in real trouble. Real trouble. Baptism is a really big deal. You can imagine then why John the Baptist was a little bit confused when Jesus came down to the Jordan River making a request of him. You could probably understand why John made this passionate plea, this passionate argument with Jesus not to go through with what he was intending to do. I mean, John knew just as well as you and I do just how special baptism is and what's involved with baptism, the blessings of baptism, why it's a big deal, all that stuff. I mean, that's the reason why he was out there in the desert in the first place, right? He was calling people to repentance and baptizing people for the forgiveness of their sins. You could imagine then why John the Baptist was a little bit confused for the same reason that you and I would be confused if you see Jesus down by the Jordan River asking to be baptized. I mean, John put it pretty well in our lesson. He said, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? John knew. He knew that there was really only one person in the history of the world who legitimately did not need to be baptized. I mean, think about it. Baptism was designed to help sinful people, terribly sinful people like you and me, right? People who lie and cheat and steal, people like us that harbor greed and envy in your hearts and gossip on your lips, people like us who lust after money and let greed rule the day, people like us who let jealousy run amok, and we begin hurting the people close to us, even the people not so close to us. Baptism was designed to help sinful people, terribly sinful people like that, like you and me. John knew that there really was one person who had never done any of those things, nor would he ever do any of those things. And that person, of course, was Jesus Christ. If ever there was a person who really didn't need to make baptism a big deal, it was Jesus, because he had no need for forgiveness for any sin whatsoever. So John made this passionate argument. I mean, if Jesus wanted to administer baptism, fine. But to receive baptism for the forgiveness of his sins, never, 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 John would say. And so would we, right? So would we. So it begs the question, right? It begs the question, why would the holy, spotless, sinless Son of God march himself down to the Jordan River and ask John to baptize him? In fact, he would effectively end the whole argument, end the whole plea from John by forcefully saying this, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this." Turns out that Jesus was baptized for us. Jesus was baptized for you and me. Jesus began his explanation by saying this, "It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Remember, part of our salvation, part of our being in heaven with Jesus someday, is Jesus doing things for us that we simply could not do for ourselves. Right? God had always said, "My will is that you would obey me and obey me perfectly and do that every moment of every day." And we find that we falter and we fail at that miserably all the time. Jesus was the one who stepped in and he fulfilled all of God's righteousness, all of God's will for us in our place. Jesus actively obeyed his heavenly Father. He did all of the things that God wanted him to do. He did all of the things that God expected people to be doing. And remember, that means then that if Jesus actively obeyed his heavenly Father for us, it also means he was doing all of the right things that we're supposed to be doing. Jesus, in effect, said to John, "Look, my baptism is a part of righteousness. It's the right thing to do. If the right thing for people to do is to be baptized, well, those are the things that I should be doing as well. If my heavenly Father wants people to be baptized because that's the right thing, then that is what I am going to do for them as their substitute." It was part of this package of Jesus being the substitute for people before his heavenly Father. It made his baptism for us a big deal. Just think. Think how Jesus was showing you and me just how serious he took his role of being our substitute, of being our Savior. Jesus was determined to carry our burdens, right? He was going to carry our sins all the way to the cross. Whatever burdens we have, they were going to be his burdens too. If the right thing to do was to be baptized because that's the right thing that God wanted us to be doing, then Jesus was going to carry that burden. He was going to be baptized too for us as our substitute. It was all part of Jesus being the one who would be our Savior in every way, shape, and form. Whatever it was going to take for us to be in heaven with him forever, Jesus was all in. He was going to do whatever it took to make sure that it happened. Being our substitute, doing the right things that God wanted us to do, it was all part of it. Jesus really was baptized for us. It was a pretty big deal. But you know, there was even more to it. There's even more to it than that. not only did Jesus give his Heavenly Father active obedience for us, he also gave his Heavenly Father passive obedience. Think about it for a moment. Jesus had already been actively obeying his Heavenly Father for some 30 years now, right? At this point that we're considering this story in the Bible, for 30 years, since he was born in that stable in Bethlehem, some 30 years before, Jesus had been living in relative obscurity, doing the things that God would want a person to do. Jesus was actively obeying his earthly parents. Jesus was saying kind things. He was defending people's good name and reputation. Jesus was praying and worshiping in the synagogue regularly. Jesus was putting in an honest day's work with his job. Jesus was doing all of these things perfectly for his Heavenly Father, for us in our place. But the Bible says that Jesus did those things on the pages of Scripture silently. Jesus, for all of this time, had been there with his earthly parents. He had been interacting with family and friends. Jesus had been holding a job and all that sort of stuff. But the Bible says he did that silently. The Bible doesn't cover all those 30 years and what Jesus was doing. It covers his birth. It covers an incident when he was 12 years old. And then it skips. The whole thing skips to one major event when Jesus decided to begin his public ministry, where he was going to continue on with this master plan of salvation to save the world. That one big event that would kick off his public ministry is the event we are considering today. Jesus' baptism down at the Jordan River with John. It was then that Jesus decided to enter into this final leg, you might say, the final leg of his earthly journey, as he was going to follow this 3-year plan that his Heavenly Father had laid out for him to save the world. Jesus would passively allow himself to be hated by the Jews. He would allow himself to be kicked out of towns and villages. Jesus would allow himself to be despised and threatened by the powers that be because he was teaching things in the synagogues that they simply didn't like. Jesus would passively allow himself to be the victim of a kangaroo court where he would be spat upon. He would be mocked, whipped, beaten, bruised, and ultimately he would allow himself to be nailed to a cross to suffer unspeakable pain at the hands of God himself so that he could pay for people's sins. And you could ask the logical question, why in the world would anybody do that? You didn't ask for it, you didn't deserve it, but yet you passively allowed all of these things to happen to you. Why would you do that? And the answer is, because that is what his Heavenly Father wanted him to do. That's what his Heavenly Father wanted him to do, to save the world, to save the likes of you and me. Jesus passively did those things so that he could ultimately say, not my will, but yours be done. And this public ministry, where Jesus would now follow the plan that his Heavenly Father laid out, it all began with one major event, and then a follow-through with the rest of the plan, this baptism by John down at the Jordan River. Jesus really was baptized for us. It was a really big deal. And just in case anybody had any doubts about the importance of that day and why Jesus was there and what he was doing, Matthew records this for us. He said, at that moment, heaven was opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. God approved. God approved of the whole thing. Jesus got visual approval from the Holy Spirit, taking the form of a dove, coming down and lighting on him. And he got verbal approval from his Heavenly Father. Jesus had always done the right thing. He had done the right things in every moment, all the time. His Heavenly Father gave approval of that and approval of Jesus continuing on with the rest of the plan to save the likes of you and me. It was a pretty big deal. You know, sometimes people can look at this account in Scripture and they think that the baptism of Jesus really wasn't that big of a deal because Jesus didn't need to be baptized anyway. Jesus didn't need the forgiveness of sins. But today, we learn all over again that Jesus was actually baptized for us. Jesus actively did the right things. All the right things that God wanted you and me to do. That included baptism. And he did that for us, in our place. Jesus also gave his passive obedience, where he would go through with this baptism to kick off his public ministry and follow through with the plan of salvation, because that's what his Heavenly Father wanted him to do. Jesus was baptized for us. It was a pretty big deal because it's the way that God chose to make sure that you and I would have our salvation complete. Thank God that Jesus was baptized for us. Amen.